In July, Washtenaw County assumed responsibility for dispatch services for Ann Arbor. Sheriff Jerry Clayton says the transition process has been even more work than he anticipated, but he says the staff has done a great job. Clayton says there is still some work to be done to get the dispatch service up to full capacity.
We still have maybe four full-time hires and four or five part-time hires. That's only half the battle. Then we have to train them. Another academy, another 10, 12 weeks of on-the-job training, and then they can go solo. So when you just doing that math tells you we still have another 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months before we're fully staffed and those folks are comfortable, and I really think we hit our stride then. I mean, I'm excited about the future of the dispatch center.
Clayton says they have also created metrics so dispatch services can now be judged based on operations, service quality, cost, and development of staff. Ann Arbor Police Chief John Cito says this type of large transition, of course, has had some bumps in the road, but continues to improve.
We've had those along these first 6 months. However, I'm confident that with these protocols in place, we're able to address those challenges and continue to improve. As the sheriff said, you know, there are still going to be some challenges. This transition is not complete, so we're still going to face some challenges and bumps in the road. But once again, you know, we have many protocols in place to address those to keep improving.
Cito says the savings have allowed the police department to keep more officers on the street, giving him more flexibility on staffing decisions. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.